Some of us can only dream of running out here in our cherry white jersey. Tell us what it felt like to you.
Oh, it was crazy, really. I think, you know, my first game for Gloucester was second team game at home against Bristol. It was at Bath, not just Bath, I think. And at the time, I think that their second team was something like Dave Hilton, Nicky French, John Mallett, da da da, you know, and it was like, Christ almighty, what the hell am I doing here, you know? And it was just like, there's like 3,000 people here watching. And it was just magical. And I probably didn't realise that to a degree. Because I remember when I came here for the game, they said, come up and watch the last game with the Gloucester Quins game. I just remember drinking, because I used to like my cider, and I just remember being laden with cider for the day. Never bought anything. It was just like a stream of drink kept coming along, and I just remember saying, what was the GL? What's the GL on the bottom? I said, you don't need to know, all you need to know is Gloucester Lager. And I just remember drinking these 2 litre bottles of GL all day long. But, you know, I think it's a special place in the sense of, I mean, I was lucky through the amateur era, I suppose, and going into professionalism, that we still, you know, you knew supporters and we mixed and talked and in the bar and, you know, go over the jockey. I remember playing shove apney over the jockey, trying to learn this stupid, frustrating bloody game. But, it was, you were part of, you realised very quickly you were part of a rugby club which meant something to the people of Gloucester. And I think that's the nice thing. And having been part of that, is a privilege, because it's meaningful, it meant something, and I'll always look back on my Gloucester career with ups and downs, highs and lows, but my God, you know, privileged to have been part of something like that. And then, you know, the big days, the Heineken Cup games here, the really big ones, the magical evening kickoffs, the atmosphere, the tension, and I think it kind of fits so well with the way that I feel about the game and what I kind of stand for, really. And people care. You know, people still give me loads of crap now about the club, and because I don't really look at me and think I can take a frustration out, and I'm like, I'm as frustrated as you. By the way, I have nothing to do with the club anymore, but I care like you. You know, it's frustrating for me, but we still talk about it. It's still an issue. It's, you know, I went to Walmart Hill School a few weeks ago to talk to some kids, and you know, they all, you know, talking about Gloucester, who plays rugby here, all the hands go up, and I think that's lovely. And I went to rugby this weekend with granddad or uncle, or such, you go to the game, such, you know, and I think that's, it's life, and in it genuinely, I know people say stuff, it affects people's life. This club affects people's lives. Yeah. Mm. And, you know, it's fantastic. When things are going well, it's easy. When things aren't going well, you've got to front up. Can't hide away. Get yourself out there, still talk to them. You've got to show people. And I've always said that it's easy to keep a Gloucester crowd happy. And you want to say, no, it's not. No, it's not. But it is. If you go out there and fucking give everything that you've got, and you show people that you've left nothing behind and you've left it on the field, it doesn't matter. You might not be the best player in the world, as long as they can see that you're doing everything you can for the show. Even make a mistake, they might not like it. They will respect you over and over again. They might still give you a bit of jip. And that's, for me, as a Gloucester player, that's pretty much all you've got to do. You want to be a good player, of course you do. You want to have the skill set, of course you do. But the fundamental behind the game of rugby is what you've got inside you, and then you've got to get it out. And if people at Gloucester can see that you care, not care with that one, care with your actions in what you do, my God, you will go a long way at this place.
Do you ever have any trouble with the shed?
No, I don't think so. Do you know what? I've always taken, you know, I've it's funny, people talk about, you know, where you've played in greatest places and all the rest of it. I used to love playing away from home, because I love that, backs against the wall, you know, everyone hating you. It drives me, that. I enjoy it.
Any places in particular?
Well, I think coming back here, like, if you imagine for me, you know, coming back here, you know, as a Wasps player, for the first time, it's, you know, it's quite emotional when you get all the crap and all the shit that goes. But actually, you know, I'm actually quite pleased I've had that experience. I've had it at other places around the world and other clubs, but to come back and actually feel it from the other side and how powerful that is and what it's like. But it also gives you, as an ex-player, more appreciation for what actually, because I think sometimes as Gloucester players you take for granted that support because you expect it all the time. And I think it's made me appreciate more even what the people and what the crowd are like here. So it didn't bother me. I enjoyed it. And actually, the ironic thing for me, my last competitive game of rugby was as captain of Wasps here at Gloucester.
Yeah.
Now, how crazy is that? Who'd ever have thought that? So my last game was actually at Gloucester. It's just not wearing a Gloucester shirt. So, you know, it's...
And an unfortunate outcome.
Yeah, no, that's right. But, you know, it's... It is great. I mean, there's always there's ups and downs of all clubs and supporters, and the sad thing is sometimes when things are going bad, things can get really bad. And actually, I think the supporters create it and make it even worse because they do bloody care about it. And it becomes a bigger issue. Some things become bigger issues than they need to be, but that's purely the nature of the beast. And it's not a criticism. That's just the way it is. I'd sooner have it that way than the other way. People just don't give them monkeys, you know. People want, and I think the club, I don't want to get political, I don't want to upset anybody, but I think it's important for the club to make sure they do get out there and connect with local community and people, and just, you know, because when I go out and about and you see the people's response to me, and I think it's like, God, if I was a Gloucester player here, think of the impact that would have. And
that must make you realise how, you know, I mean, despite this aberration of going off to Wasps, how loved and revered you are at King's Home. Does that give you an ambition to be involved here in the future?
Well, of course, you know, I'll always be part of the club in a sense of what I did from a playing point of view, and that's something that I'm proud of and, you know, wonderful, brilliant. Will there be an opportunity in the future to get back involved on the management side or the coaching side of the club? We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, of course I would. I think it's important when you finish playing to just jump straight into a coaching role or getting involved with something. I don't think it's particularly healthy because I see some guys and you think, oh.
But you are involved in the Cinderford.
Yeah, no, I've gone down and helped Dick Sack, which I love and enjoy, and seeing that smile and seeing the look in people's eyes, you know, match day, but you know, that's fantastic. If the right opportunity came along, of course I would, but I wouldn't just do anything just because it seemed to be the right thing. I'm quite old fashioned in that, in my values and my beliefs. If it's not meaningful and it's not right, do you know what? Not because I think I'm bigger or better or anything, it's just got to fit what my expectations are. So we'll have to, you know, wait and see, maybe one day.